USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived aboard Air Force One in Macon, Georgia, to survey the damage left by Hurricane Michael. The president then was asked about Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test, which revealed that she is 1/1,000th Native American.
She owes the country an apology. What's the percentage? 1/1,000th?
I don't have the exact number.
Okay, tell me, when you have the percentage, tell me what the
percentage
is.
What about the money that you told her you would...
You mean if she gets the nomination in a debate where I was going to have her tested? I'll only do it if I can test her personally.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Naryula joined CBS this morning.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Retail sales are slowing, it appears. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department reporting on Monday morning that retail sales gained just 0.1% in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts were forecasting a 0.6% increase. Most retail categories did show gains, though restaurant and bar revenues fell by 1.8%. That's the steepest drop-off in nearly 2 years, dragging down overall retail sales figures.
Medicare's open enrollment period began today and runs through December 7th. Now, these changes will take into effect January 1st. One of the new rules for Medicare is that if you choose an Advantage plan during the fall enrollment period and you're not happy with that plan, up until March 31st, you'll be able to switch to another Advantage plan or back to original Medicare. Officials are also reminding you to make sure you double-check that your doctor and hospital are still part of your provider network. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Four men were shot to death following a disagreement between two families at a birthday party for a one-year-old near Corpus Christi, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The shooting took place in the small Texas town of Taft, which is about 12 miles north of Corpus Christi. One suspect has been taken into custody, but authorities are searching for another, identified as 37-year-old Ronnie Rodriguez. I spoke to Sergeant Nathan Brantley of the Texas Department of Public Safety about what led to the shooting at the birthday party.
There was some type of a disagreement or something that caused an argument that incited, it went from an argument and it escalated quickly to people being shot.
A nonprofit auto safety group has demanded two automakers recall 2.9 million cars and SUVs, saying they could catch fire. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.